This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Anthony Lima, Garrett Bush, in for Ken Carmen today. Hour number two, we're loaded because we got Danny Cunningham coming up in 20 minutes to talk more Cavs. Also, Daryl Ryder at 8 o'clock. Got a bevy of things to talk to Daryl about. We've also got Mitch, who was at the Madness second half of the show. In fact, I guess Mitch got a chance to talk to a special guest at the Cavs game who might have, at the NCAA tournament, I should say, who might have a little more information on what Aaron Rodgers is going to do next. Wow. So we will get, how's that for a tease? We'll get to that a little bit later on. 216-474-0092. Garrett, what do you want the Browns taking number two?
Well, you broke the ice on that, man.
But I only ask because I might have flip-flopped again. 2 months ago, I was all in on Shador at number two. I did say with the caveat of... I got to hear what people say after the combine when everybody gets together and they have drinks, the truth serum comes out, and I didn't like what I was hearing about where basically every scout seemed to have Shador all at once. It was almost all, either they were all getting together to sabotage Shador, or it was like, man, he really is a lower first round, second round graded guy. And then I said, I think I might be out. I might be out on him at number two. And then... Garrett, after hearing the options, after waiting for Russell Wilson having to trade something for Kirk Cousins, who I don't even know, I need a physical. Like I need somebody to actually tell me that his shoulder and his body is conducive for playing football at his age. I think it might be back on Shador Sanders.
Man, listen. I feel like when I watch TV and I watch these guys tell us that we need the grade on that person isn't good. We need to go back to the drawing board, maybe wait till next year, figure it out. The next year's class is going to be better. It feels like you're that guy, right? And all your buddies are married. And you're still out on a Wednesday night just hunting. Just looking, you end up at a Taco Bell at 3 a.m. You got to go to work the next day. And then you tell your buddies, man, I think I might settle down. I find this nice girl. She's really cool. She fits the description. We get along well, and my parents like her. And they're like, no, don't do it, buddy. Stay out of it. Just make sure, hey, listen, play the long game. And you're like, dude, what's the long game? I'm 40. I don't get to go out and hang out. And when I'm hanging out, there's nobody out there. I got to do my own laundry. I'm cleaning in my own crib. And what exactly is this long game? So while everybody else got their quarterbacks, doing whatever the hell they want to, they tell us, wait till next year.
You ever heard of something like that, Lima?
Yeah.
No, not me.
I might be speaking from experience, but like the reality of the situation is, give me the quarterback, bro. Like, listen, if you miss, it ain't like it is before. I've seen the Philadelphia Eagles miss a bunch of times, and they can just keep going back, chomping at the bit. I've seen people miss on Patrick Mahomes. Somebody told, if you go back, watch this. They said Josh Allen, at best, according to PFF, was a poor man's Baker Mayfield. I heard Todd McShay say out of his mouth that there is no way that Jalen Hurts is taking the Philadelphia Eagles or any other team to the Super Bowl. He's been there twice since he gave that prognosis. So my thing is, yeah, if you want to wait for the consensus, you're going to be waiting for a while, because in that case, you wouldn't have took Patrick Mahomes. Go back and watch what they said about Patrick Mahomes. Now, I could be wrong about Shedeur Sanders. I could be completely wrong. He could be garbage. But here's what I am correct. Here's where I come out, and I feel like this is not refutable. You had Joe Thomas, first ballot Hall of Famer, never sniffed the playoffs. Never played in the playoffs. You drafted Myles Garrett, first ballot Hall of Famer, best defensive player. You won 3 games. Do you guys want to still keep running up there, handing these tickets into these offensive defensive linemen like they mean something? They mean nothing unless you get a quarterback. And I am not prepared to be talking about the Browns all next year and hear people call up to these radio stations and say, well, we don't, until we get the quarterback, we can't do anything. And I'm like, no, you know what, Sherlock? Yeah. And so right when we get an opportunity to get the quarterback, next year's the promised land. It's
this bracket season, FanDuel is letting you make the call, because right now new customers can get $200 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's 200 extra bucks to bet on everything from clutch shots to last second heartbreaks and even who's cutting down the nets. If you've been waiting to join, there's no better time. There's tourney action almost every day, and FanDuel has amazing bet types like spreads, totals, game props, and so much more. So visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and get in on the college hoops action all tourney long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Arch Manning next year. And what fool is giving up the number one pick for Arch Manning? How'd that work with John Elway?
Arch Manning, who, by the way, has thrown 95 passes in his college career.
I thought Quinn Ewers was good before last year. I remember Matt Leinart was the overall pick, then he dropped to 11 at one point in time. So this thought
process. Baker ascended all the way up to number one overall when people said that guy earlier in the year was like a third day.
We don't know what we're talking about. And all I know is this. If the Cleveland Browns don't win some games this upcoming year, they're all getting fired. Even if you draft Abdul Carter and he has 10 sacks.
The safe pick. Mind you, we just found there was some stuff going on with his feet.
Yeah, just stress fracture. They got the whole junior, those doctors on him. And then, Travis Hunter. Like, we could take Travis Hunter. But, are we going to watch Travis Hunter run play action? Like, are we really going up top to Travis Hunter? Are we going to play him both ways like we're supposed to? To me, you take Shedeur Sanders, you put him in, and at least you do one thing. You sell hope. at least you can see that if you get a lottery ticket, it gets you out of purgatory.
Well, there's no doubt, Garrett. They're a far more interesting team, not only to watch but to cover, with Shador Sanders if they take him at number two. The only thing that I've been really nervous about, because it's not off the field stuff, it's not character stuff, it's not leadership stuff. I think he excels at all that stuff. I think that dude being under the microscope for as long as he is, and having to deal in the social media realm, his team's on 60 Minutes. You know, the fact that entire team, and we all give Deion the credit for it, needed a quarterback. His quarterback was a big part of that. I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I'm just wondering with that, the physical limitations, that's the one thing that has had me nervous.
The ceiling.
At number two, yes.
So
help me with that part of it.
Here's what I would rather have. This is my stance after I saw with Deshaun Watson and I've seen all the stuff with the Browns. Give me the guy who understands defenses. Give me a guy who can understand throwing with anticipation, who is accurate, that knows line protection schemes, and can understand high-level concepts. I don't want guys taking two or three steps and running around. That's not what I want. If I watch Cam Ward, I think Cam Ward's arm is better. I think Cam Ward is a better playmaker. I think Cam Ward might be slightly a better athlete. But here's what I can tell you. I know Shador Sanders, even though he got the wrist movement, he do all this and all this fancy stuff. I know he's a traditional drop back passer.
Process faster.
Get the ball out to his receivers. Keep it pushing. And I know he does not turn the football over. So for me, if Kevin Stefanski is the dude, the mastermind that we think he is, why would you not want the most pocket-ready quarterback to be with Kevin Stefanski when you're trying to go back to a certain style of play?
By the way, that is for the most part consensus. That is what everybody's saying, that he does really well. They are nervous about him going backwards when the line breaks down. Mm-hmm. That's also, he had one of the worst lines 2 years ago in college football. Last year, got rebuilt a little bit, wasn't as bad.
Coach him up.
He has some tendencies. He needs to be snapped out. So did Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh Allen had a number. He was in the league. I'll never forget the Josh Allen game here in Cleveland where he looked like he was dead on arrival. He looked like he had no shot. Now he's second best quarterback in the NFL.
And y'all might not hang your hat on this, but let me tell you this. My dad graduated from HBCU, went to Central State. And let me tell you, he started playing football there, and the program was so bad that he was just like, this is not regular football. When you go to these HBCUs, these programs are, they're almost JV Mac schools. Like, they make Toledo and Bowling Green and Miami look like powerhouses.
So that's Ed Reed.
This man came from an HBCU into a one-win program in Colorado and just almost won the Heisman. That is unheard of. Jerry Rice didn't do that.
I don't think people realize what a significant accomplishment that is.
Like, him and another HBCU kid, like, just were in the top five at Heisman. What? That's crazy. And it's only two of them. It wasn't like they were loaded. So, I'll take Shador. Doesn't say he's going to be a Pro Bowler the first year. But if I'm at two, that's where I'm going.
All right. I love it. We got you on record again. I know you've been elsewhere spouting off these opinions. It's good to hear it in person here.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.